Andy Ahmed Cook has joined me from the Edge Cafe on Mill Road in Cambridge. Now, the Edge Cafe is a recovery hub, a working cafe with recovery-based focus. It has an artist in residence every month and events happening with a programme of workshops, spoken word and music, as well as great coffee and a conference room to hire. Their mission is to provide work, opportunities and a safe, supportive space for people to meet and rebuild lost skills and confidence. It does sound like a great place, Andy. Andy, welcome to Cambridge 105.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in and seeing us. I know you've been working this morning.
Indeed.
Would you be able to tell us a bit about your history and how you came to be involved with the Edge Cafe?
Yeah, well, I heard about it because I was in recovery myself at the Cambridge Drug and Alcohol Service. I have an inclusion-run drug and alcohol service from the Brookfields Hospital site. And when I was in recovery, I was a few months in, and I heard about the Edge plans for it. So when things got closer and closer, about October, I suppose, I got involved sanding down tables because all the furniture and everything we have upcycled was donated by what was Strike's Bowling Alley in Ely. So we sanded all the tables down and painted it. And yes, so I was involved at that stage as a volunteer and worked through until in February I started. Was lucky enough to get the post of recovery coordinator there. So I'm now there 5 days a week.
And so how long has it been open then? Not very long.
So we opened what they call a soft opening, middle of November, and we worked through till Christmas. Then after Christmas, we started opening 6 days a week, and then we had an official opening beginning of January, where the great and the good came down and enjoyed some food.
So it's open from 9 till 4 every weekday?
8 till 4 weekdays. 8 till 4. And 8 till 4. Saturday's 9 till 4.
Brilliant. And they serve food as well?
Delicious homemade food. Everything is made on site except for the bread. Everything's made on site. We've got fantastic coffee. I'm a bit of a coffee freak. And the coffee is wonderful. So Sarah, who runs the cafe, amazing food.
So well, tell me about... So obviously the premise is to kind of be recovery based.
Yeah.
So everybody has kind of, you know, been through that process. Is that right?
Yeah,
that
well, fair? We've got a couple of members of staff and a couple of volunteers who are not in recovery.
Yeah.
But I mean, we try to be inclusive.
Yeah.
But no, most of us in there are in recovery from some sort of addiction. We've got a working group which we call Closer to the Edge.
Yeah.
And we're all in recovery, and we sort of sort out the day-to-day running things and organising. And
so how does it help you? Does it just help you stay focused, keep busy?
I think when you're coming out of addiction into recovery, you're coming from a place of isolation, a lot of the time despair and shame, really, for what you've put friends and family through. So it's building confidence, having a place to go where everyone understands, and you can pass on what you've learnt and help other people. I mean, that's part of the Alcoholics Anonymous Fellowship. There's a thing called amendment and making amends and service. And I see that as service, because it's once you've got it, you want to pass it on.
Mm. So when you... the cafe, obviously, is it's got stuff going on all the time. So tell us a bit about what's coming up.
Yeah, we've got quite a busy programme of workshops. Mondays we have a book club. I mean, a lot of them are every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, Monday afternoon, then we've got a book club. Tuesdays, also very busy. There's a poetry on a Wednesday afternoon. And we've got a new workshop started last Thursday, which is every 2 weeks, which is called D-Jam, which is dance, journaling... dance, journaling, and then meditation. And meditation.
Oh.
So they started last week and had lots of people down. Friday mornings we have mindfulness and meditation, which is very popular indeed. Saturday morning Pilates, which has been very popular. And we've had a clothes swap, which went really well, and we're planning to do that every 2 months, where you bring 5 items and take 5 items. Yeah, we're generally very busy.
It sounds fantastic, actually, that there's all that going on as well.
That's really brilliant. And I think a lot of the workshops will grow slowly, because we're dealing with people in recovery. So it's a big thing for people to step out and join in and be a part of something. But, they're all growing. I mean, mindfulness is quite... We're going to have to sell tickets. I mean, they're all free. But you're going to soon, I think, with the mindfulness, we're going to have to book places.
Yeah.
Because it's so popular.
And what about your artist in residence? Who have you got?
At the moment, it's Marcy. She's our first actual artist who's in recovery herself. And it's beautiful, colourful display of pictures. And, come down and see Marcy's work, because it's fabulous. So it's the biggest selling exhibition we've had so far as well.
Really?
So, yeah. And we're booked out till September, I think. I've got a space in September if anyone's interested out there. Particularly interesting one, Mill Road focused one in May. Got an artist called Ian Rawlinson who takes pictures, photographs of landmarks, and it's all of Mill Road, and then he does his art over the top. So we're going to have a couple of evenings. He's going to have a private view, but also there's going to be the Cambridge Historical Society are going to do an evening based around his work.
Oh, that's
and screen films in our conference room, which we can hire out, holds up to 15 people, fully laid out with the audiovisual equipment, so he'll be screening his films and talking about Mill Road.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so much going on, it's difficult to keep track of it all. But
so you've got a website, obviously.
We've got a website, yeah, which we're currently redeveloping, but yeah, go on and see. You can read quite a lot. It's quite wordy when you land on it, but don't be put off.
Yeah, it's really interesting, though, actually, the Edge Cafe, and you're always looking for more volunteers, is that right?
Always looking for more volunteers. We need a few more now if anyone wants to come down and get involved. It's a fantastic place to come and work. The energy there is so positive. The food's great.
And so what do you need people to do? I mean, what kind of things
can
they get involved
with? All sorts of things around. At the moment, we need help really with the cafe, just the running of the cafe, opening and closing. At the moment, we need people to come in at closing time to help clear up and stuff like that. But we will be running a peer mentoring programme on the recovery side, which we're still sorting out the training programme because it's got to be right, because it's a new project. So we need everything to be right. But that's people to be there all the time to talk to anyone who comes in. I mean, currently it's myself and there's Donna, who's our fabulous volunteer coordinator. She was also a stalwart in the kitchen. Just came and had some delicious vegetable stew that she just made before I came down here. They're looking for help there. But, I mean, the peer mentoring will be a programme that I'm really excited about because it's about addicts helping other addicts, you know. I mean, whatever you know about addiction, unless you've...
Not a lot.
No. Well, that's a lot of people don't know unless they've, you know, a family member or something like that's been involved. Unless you've been an addict, you don't really understand. And, yeah, just full of people who understand.
Yeah.
People come down for a chat, they come down for a hug even some days. You need a hug. That's what we're there for.
And you all obviously get on really well and...
It's a fantastic place to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the thing about addiction is it covers the whole of society. I've met doctors, I've met architects, musicians, I was a musician. Anyone can get affected by addiction. So we've got an amazing pool of skill sets on our Closer to the Edge working group.
Yeah.
IT experts, teachers, you know.
Yeah. So do you think it's something, addiction, that you fall into, or do you think it's just something that's there, it's part of your personality?
It's like everyone's recovery is personal, everyone's addiction is personal.
Mm.
I think a lot of people who get involved in it and who find themselves in addiction is because they've been self-medicating for mental health problems, whether it's depression, loneliness. There's very rarely not a reason. It's just finding that a lot of people don't know why they're doing it, but they're doing it.
Mm. And there's obviously a lot of help out there if you want it. But it's really nice to see that the after, because obviously it's something that you then have to live with forever.
You can go to a certain the help that's available is the initial treatment, then possibly rehab. Some people go to the rehab route. It's after you come out of rehab is what I think. We're perfectly placed. So people can come out of rehab, they're off booze or off drugs, whatever it is. They can come to us and we're somewhere they can come and get a bit of regularity. Because a lot of recovery is about filling your hours. Mm. You spend a lot of hours on drugs or unconscious.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's finding productive things to do with your time. So that's where I think the Edge is a fantastic project.
And so the stuff that's going on there, I mean, what particularly do you enjoy? I mean, it's obviously...
I enjoy all of it. And I'm at the moment only working 18.5 hours a week, which is half a job. Part of my role is to apply for funding so that hopefully we can find the funding to match that, the other half, so I can work full time. I just love all the people, really. Yeah. You know, I never know who I'm going to talk to.
Yeah.
And I talk to people every day who come in various stages of recovery, and some of them it's a hug and well done. Some of it's encouraging. Sometimes, you know, a young woman who's been coming quite regularly, and last week I said, well, why don't you volunteer? And she said, I've been dying to ask. But I didn't want to ask. I didn't know whether I was in recovery long enough. And
we've
got no rules. Yeah. The only rule is when you come, you're not off your head.
And you get involved in some way, yeah.
There's so many different ways to get involved.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of personal stories which are just really heartwarming. I can't, you know, it's very difficult to find the words of how amazing some of the stories are.
Yeah.
For some of the people who are already, even after 3 months, we're changing lives.
That is amazing to hear, Andy. So, I mean, obviously the funding came from somewhere to start with.
Public Health England gave us the initial funding. I'm just currently this morning been trying to type a report on how it's going, and it's I mean, we're, you know, as I was saying, we're touching people already, and we've only just begun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, I'm really pleased you've come in to talk to us today. So it's on Mill Road. Whereabouts on Mill Road?
We're on the Brookfields Hospital, right down the unfashionable end of Mill Road. Right, Brookfields Hospital, and we're right just inside the gateway there, so you can't miss us. There's a big red flag outside saying the Edge Cafe.
Fantastic, so it's easy to spot.
Absolutely.
And do you think the hours might be extended at some point if you can obviously get more?
Yeah, I mean, it's all we've got to be able to walk before we can run.
Yeah.
So we're sticking to what we're doing at the moment. And then
possibly
we do evening events. We've got a poetry night. We've had one already, which open mic poetry night. And we've got one coming up. I think it's the 9th of May, but it'll be on the website, on Facebook and everything like that.
Yeah.
So
keep a lookout for what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep a lookout. We're always popping on Facebook what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I just, yeah, I think it sounds fantastic. And I'm a bit gutted you didn't bring me any stew in, actually, for my lunch, Andy. I don't.
Yeah.
Or at least a coffee.
Time.
You could have. next time. But I'm going to play a song, and then it's going to be another travel update. And thank you very, very much, Andy, for coming in and chatting
welcome.
To
it's
us.
It's been a pleasure.
And look out for the Edge Cafe on Mill Road. Thank you.